Hi, thank you for holding. I'm the pressing director here in the area. My name is Laura. How are you?
I'm doing well, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing well also. You know, it's a new day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm looking at the notes that Lulu left me as well. You're a little bit in newer in business, right? Have about 2 years?
Yeah, we started in, what is it, 24, so 22?
Oh, nice.
No,
congratulations.
23. We start 21. We started in 21 and then 21, 22. I don't know. It's 2 years.
Somewhere around those lines. Got it. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. I had it pinned down for a while, but too busy.
It's okay. I completely understand. What have you guys done for marketing? How do you get new clients?
A lot of it's word of mouth. So, I'm sure you guys can see we're from Fredericksburg, Texas, and it's,
yeah,
you know, small, old town, tourist area, but all the locals kind of know each other, so we end up helping each other out, and that's the main way that we do things. I've tried working with things like our lead service providers and whatnot, like Angie Leads or you name it. Not a big fan of any of those. And then I have a website, and that's the main advertisement that we do is the website.
Got it. Okay.
They normally handle all the Google services and everything for us. We're with Town Square. So they have a department that does that, but every time I've tried to go through this process, it gets denied or, you know, whatever for this reason, that reason. I'll just glance over whatever it is that they send me and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm still busy. I'll get to this when I'm not. And that time just never comes.
Got it. Okay. How long have you been with Town Square for?
Year and a half? 2 years? That was pretty quick.
Yeah. Okay. Because first of all, when it comes to search engine optimization, you don't want two companies that are doing the same thing because it messes up your listing. And we can absolutely help you out with whatever it needs to get done. Cause I do see a few different Google business profiles, all same name, but different phone numbers. I don't know if they all belong to you or if you have multiple Lone Star sprinklers in the area. But
there's multiple in the area.
Okay, so we went through the
Secretary of State and got our name approved and did all that. These people are all just like DBAs or sole proprietors or, you know, whatever. And they're just doing their own little thing, but they're on that listing and it's causing problems for us.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And yeah, I mean, we would want to help you out with getting reviews and because I see what is a Google business profile, but to be honest, it needs a lot of work since there's really not a lot of pictures on there. You know, there's no reviews. It's something that we would be able to help you out with. Now, would you be open to canceling Town Square and possibly going with us?
So, if I was to do that, they will take ownership of the website, or not take ownership of it because I own the domain and everything for the website. They just built the website on it. So that information that they have, they would pull. So I need another website built.
Okay. I can include another website built. We can do the same thing on the domain. I can include it at no extra cost. If you want to give us a shot so we can actually show you what we can do, just to kind of give you the rundown of what we would do, we will get you on the first page of Google where the map is. It's going to be based off of about 15 keywords, which are going to be the services that you offer. We're going to set you up with that Google business profile, just have a nicer, I would say, pictures, you know, help you get good reviews as well, because that's another thing that we do also. Now we also would run Facebook ads for your business. So those same people that are looking for your services across the web, we would retarget them on Facebook by running ads. We'd also do first page placement on Bing. You get a dashboard that tracks everything, and you'll be able to make changes to your website as well through your actual dashboard. And the other thing, you know, we'll include that website for you as well at no extra cost in there. And for us, for you to start seeing results on Facebook, those are going to go live as soon as 7 to 14 days. And then for that first page placement for all of your keyword searches, that's going to be a max of 30 to 45 days. And for us, price-wise, it's a flat rate. So there's no, it's month-to-month as well, no contracts. It's a flat rate of $299 a month with your one-time setup fee of $99. That's for all of the programming. So that's where okay. that would be for us. I don't know, how does that sound to you?
That sounds great. It's not too far off from what I'm paying with TownSquare. So it's much better than I heard from other people. Much better.
And I would hope so. We got you down for a new one, business credit. Lulu put it down on the account as well. And that price as well, it doesn't ever change either. So you do get that in writing as well. Even if we raise our prices, we're not going to raise our prices to you.
Okay.
So how does it all sound? Is it something that you would want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
Yeah. Is there... No, I know there's ways you guys can find, like, the analytics that for our website and everything like that. Are you able to, you know, update me on where that is now and then just kind of give me an update on that every month or every quarter or, you know, however often that there's actually movement happening?
And so
kept up to date with what's going on and everything like that?
Yeah, so the way that we actually work is you get a dashboard, and you're able to log into your dashboard as soon as we start the program. Now, just so you do know, as soon as we start, you're not going to really see anything because we're starting everything. But you're going to have
access to
that. The
campaign has to run.
Correct. But you're going to have access to that at any time. You can log in. It's you're going to have your own username and password, and it's going to show you the analytics. It shows you how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, how many calls, the location these people are searching for your services from, also changes to your website, also a review tracker. All of that's going to be on your dashboard. So we don't even have to update you on a weekly or monthly basis. You can have access to that real time.
I can just look whenever I want.
Correct, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I don't have to call anyone and be like, hey, I need this.
No, you don't, but if you still want to call me, I mean, I send you my contact info and my extension, so I'll still be point of contact on your account, so you'll be able to reach out to me directly as well.
Okay. How long would it take for the website to be published?
A safe side, I would say 7 to 14 days. So,
That's not long at all.
No, not at all. So I would put everything in the notes right now as well that you are with TownSquare. They are going to be taking away the website, that you're going to be canceling with them. And my onboarding team, they take care of everything. So I do set up an onboarding call that's in about 1 to 3 days. Depending on your availability, and they go into detail about everything, like how you want your website to look as well. And all of that good stuff.
Okay. That sounds good. I have to run this all over with my business partner,
Okay.
And I'm sure he'll be happy with it, because we've been kind of juggling the idea of getting rid of TownSquare for a little bit now anyways. We haven't heard anything from them, and it'll be like 6 months, and they're like, hey, how's business going? I'm like, I'm busy, but no one's coming through my website, so what are you here
they
for?
They don't have a dashboard? They should.
No.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I have to get in contact with them, and yeah, at this point, they have so many, it's such a large company, they have so many people like me, they're just too busy doing what I'm doing. I don't stop to think about something like this other than middle of the night. And they're just getting a check every month. And they're
wasting your money, basically.
Talk to us. Yeah, and they're not going to come by and talk to us, because to them, I'm just free money.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. With us, just so you do know, you'll have access to your account managers, but I'll also be point of contact. So, we're not going to disappear on you. You'll be able to contact me. I'm pretty good with callbacks. If I don't answer, you leave me a voicemail, I'll call you at my next availability. Was going to say you'll be able to email me, text me, and like I said, you have access to that dashboard at any time, so you'll be able to see your results whenever you want. You don't have to get a hold of somebody. So it makes life easier in that sense. But let me do this. I'm going to send you over a text message. It's going to have my contact info my direct extension, so you can reach me there. When do you plan on speaking with your partner?
He's running a trencher at the moment, so whenever he's hot or we stop for water or something, I will talk to him about that, and then I can give you a call back and let you know what we end up discussing.
That sounds perfect. Okay, did you receive the text message with my contact info?
I did.
Okay. Would you like me to send you an email as well?
That would be great. That way, if you could summarize a little bit of this, that way whenever I do sit down and talk to him, I won't forget anything.
Yeah, I figured that.
A thousand things going on at any given time.
Yeah, no, I understand. What is your email address?
It's going to be CameronH@LoneStarSprinklersLLC.com. It's a mouthful.
Okay, let me make sure I got that correct. One second. Cameron with a C, right?
Yes. CameronH@LoneStarSprinklersLLC.com.
Perfect. I just sent you over the email as well. And I will wait to hear back from you today. If I don't hear back from you, I'll call you tomorrow afternoon. How does that sound?
That would be great.
Perfect. Now, do you have any other questions for me before we get off the line?
No, I think I went through as many as I could for now. I might think of something in between, and I'll let you know at that time.
That sounds perfect.
Okay. Laura, I got you.
Yes.
I was going to say something. I might call from my phone. Because the work phone is a pain, but I'll leave a voicemail with my name and everything and let you know.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I should. The only thing that makes me not answer the phone is if I'm on break, lunch, or if I'm on the phone with somebody else. But if you, I'll remember you, Cameron. I have you down on my calendar for tomorrow, too. So even if you call me from a different number, I'll know it's you, and then give you a call at whatever number you want me to call you on. Sound good?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you, Cameron. We'll speak to you here shortly.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.